The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to talk about concert catastrophes. Mm-hmm. Because concerts are great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Concerts are fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Concerts are places to bond and see your favorite artists and just bleh.
It's an experience.
But sometimes something somehow goes wrong.
Yes.
The band is terrible. Like just
the
recently.
The band gets in a fight.
That just, I mean, did you see that?
Yeah, that was
oh, yeah.
Bad.
What is going on? First off, hey, Perry Farrell, like you're not big.
Yeah, chill.
Yeah, what band is it? Because Dave Navarro's in it, but I know him.
It's
from
Jane's Addiction.
Okay, he's on the Tattoo Show.
That's where I mostly know him
My
from.
My God, you guys. He's been in the Chili Peppers.
That line works terrible.
He's been. I mean, they duked it out. And so then, I don't know how far into the show they were. If they were, because then that was the end of it.
There's like a few seasons of the Tattoo Show.
Do you understand that we're doing concert catastrophes? We're not
right.
What's your favorite episode of Tattoo, whatever? Kat Von D's. Is that the show?
I think they're different.
It's called Ink Master.
Yeah.
What's Kat Von D's show? Oh no, 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 I'm
Full
not getting
sucked out.
No, we're talking about, no, no, don't.
LA Inc. Sorry. Okay. I needed to know.
Okay. We want to hear your concert. So again, it could be lots of different things. The band imploded on stage. I remember seeing, did Kelsea Ballerini open up for Jonas?
Yes. It was Dr. Phil's son and then Kelsea Ballerini
that
and that.
It was not a concert catastrophe. It was incredible.
It was.
However.
It was close.
When Kelsea came out on stage.
Literally.
A quarter of an inch from one of the biggest yard sales ever witnessed at Red Rocks. She missed a step. Wearing like the high heels and everything. And you know how it is when you're walking down the stairs and you're carrying like laundry or whatever. And you're like, there's one more step and there's not. And you do that like, or you think you're on the bottom and there is one more step. It was that.
Yeah.
No.
And she was like.
Oh gosh.
It was
so scared for her.
She's coming in hot. I mean, if the artist gets hurt on stage, who would, like, well, I mean, that happened to Dave Grohl.
Yeah.
He did an entire Foo Fighters tour on that stupid throne of guitars because
he broke his leg or something.
He fell off the stage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which, yeah. It's pretty scary.
Rock and roll.
Like, to be up there, it's so dark. That's the other thing. Like, people don't realize or whatever. Maybe they do, but it's so bright. You can't see out into the. It's a lot
I mean, there's like T-Pain falling with the auto tune. One of my favorite videos.
That's Travis Scott.
Oh, it's Travis Scott.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Well, like in Post Malone, somebody opened up the thing in the stage that he comes out of, and they never closed it. So then he's walking around, and it's just like,
oh yeah, he falls through,
magic show.
Just go
where do we go? This is where Taylor got the idea to dive under the stage. He's like, Post did it. All right, so these were all examples of the artist something happening. Like Aaron and I have an example of a concert catastrophe.
Yeah.
We went to see Louis Tomlinson. My daughter is a huge One Direction fan. And so we went up there. That was the national news story of baseball-sized hail. No, it was golf ball, really.
Yeah. It was just a lot of it.
Golf ball size hail hitting red rocks.
Wow,
I have pictures of me bleeding profusely from my head.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
My Tesla was totaled.
Yeah, my sister's Prius was totaled.
Just try to go see a show.
Yeah.
You come home all bloody and they're like, was there a mosh pit at the One Direction show?
And he never even played.
Yeah.
Oh, he never even got out there.
No. And they made a zigzag. I know you're kind of lazy. They made a zigzag up and down. They're like, all right, everybody get out of Red Rocks. And we all get out of Red Rocks. And they're like, all right, we come back in. We come back in. We're like, all right, everybody get out. And you're like, come on.
Come on, make up your mind. I already zigged. I zagged.
Yeah. Then the hail said zag. Hard.
Yeah.
Get up.
It's bad.
All right. So these were some examples. I'm sure everybody in the room, since Erin goes to 3 concerts a week, she's probably got some, but we want to hear your concert catastrophes. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
Yeah, I got barfed on at Halsey and then...
Okay, so that's another level.
But at that same concert, I almost got in a fist fight with that cigarette mom.
What's a cigarette mom?
Oh, you know. When you see him, you're like, that's a cigarette mom.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, but like, I've been peed on at concerts too.
Oh gosh!
What, really?
Was like
these One Direction shows are out of control.
No, it was like
Harry spit on me.
I guarantee you, Aaron's been peed on, pooped on, like because you go to festivals.
I've only been to one, and I had like my festival experience is ruined because I was so spoiled. I was backstage VIP, so like I didn't.
I worked my way to like 4th row for Sunday number 1 at Folsom Field with like Van Halen, Metallica, like all these guys. But when you're there, you're not gonna move.
No, you're stuck there.
But you're there for 8 hours.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So then at a certain point, some guy who drank a lot of beer was like, well, I'm not leaving.
Oh, no.
And he starts to pee on the ground. Well, that's not going to be a problem, except they didn't want to ruin Folsom Field.
Right.
So they covered it in a tarp.
Oh,
so we're standing on a tarp.
Oh, no.
And it's like, all of a sudden you hear that... And you're like, oh! And it's just hot pee raining up onto your legs.
And it's not getting absorbed into the ground.
No, it's just bouncing.
Oh my gosh.
And it's bouncing, and he's horse peeing.
Jump!
He's peeing hard. He peed so hard. It was so bad. And it's just hot pee.
Oh, he couldn't have been the only one either.
It's happening a lot.
It's just a sea.
It's literally just a mass puddle.
No, I peed into bottles like a normal person. You finish a beer, you fill it back up.
Okay. All right.
Gross.
Do you have any other stories, Erin?
I almost got slapped at Lynyrd Skynyrd by like a drunk middle-aged man.
How old are you?
I was like 14.
By a cigarette dad.
I was like 14 at the time. We were front row and no band was on stage.
First off, when Lynyrd Skynyrd comes out in any time now, there's no band on stage then. There's not a single surviving actual member.
Valid.
I'm adjacently cousined to one of the guys. But like,
I know, but like literally they were setting up or just waiting for them and this really drunk man was like, are you excited? Are you ready? And just like flailing around. And I was like, can you not? Please.
Have you peed on the tarp yet? We're
it's
all
so
doing
fun.
It.
It's like scatter drill. What was my other one? I had one more and I've forgotten it.
The other thing that I'm really into the Pretty Reckless right now, which is Taylor Momsen. I don't know if you guys know who she is.
No idea.
She was bit by a bat on stage.
She was?
Yeah.
Isn't she Cindy Lou Who?
Yeah, that's her.
Oh yeah, okay.
Oh really?
Yeah.
From the original Jim Carrey one?
Yeah, the Jim Carrey Grinch.
Does she still look like that? Does she look like Cindy Lou Who?
She's more punk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll remember my other one. I've had lots of concert catastrophes. Tiek, right. You have any, or you're just like...
Yeah, I saw Luke Bryan once. Country.
That's
great. Perfect. Thanks, man. That right. sucks.
Best caller.
There you go.
You can finish.
No, I mean, that's kind of it. It poured rain the entire time, but they did not call
rain
off the show.
Makes corn.
So it got, and I was panicked the whole time. I'm wearing my new Jordans, the True Blue 3s, 2011 release. And I was panicked the whole time. We're all like bunkered in underneath. And finally, he sings the song, Rain is a Good Thing.
Oh, okay.
And it was like, you know what?
It is a good thing.
Screw it. And we all just went out in the rain, and it was just everyone soaked, pouring. We had our shirts off.
You don't know how to tell a good story. I got a story. My other concert catastrophe is not me, and I'll tell it in a minute. But it's like I know a guy who overdosed on drugs at a concert.
Oh.
But they weren't his drugs.
We know a guy, right?
Yes, we
do. Yeah.
Yep. All right, so if you've got a concert catastrophe, we'd love to hear yours. 303-222-5423.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about catastrophes of the concert type. Mm-hmm. Tiek once went to a country concert.
Brutal.
He's so mad at us, buddy. It's amazing. I don't think I can sit through Luke Bryan. I went to Morgan Wallen. I went to Zach Bryan. Just Luke Bryan. Just like, I love you. You're not okay. Even saying anything. It's just this brutal beatdown right now. Okay, Robert.
Yai.
Concert catastrophe. What happened?
Well, we were in California at the Del Mar Fair. REO Speedwagon, just had met my ex-wife, young, and we're down at the front. We got there early. Speakers are big back in the day,
yeah,
and they're loud, and the vibration of the speakers. And I look over, and she's getting dizzy, and so she passes out. So I get her, and I'm walking up the stairs out of the Del Mar Fair, and I feel this warm sensation running down my body.
Oh. Mm.
She was hot, you said.
His little giggle.
That was, you know, then I married her.
Yeah, well,
it wasn't all bad.
Thank you for the call, man.
Thanks, Robert.
That is so gross. I forgot to, I said I was going to tell the story real quick.
Oh, yeah.
We had a friend of show.
Oh, yeah.
Went to the porta potty at a festival.
Mm-hmm.
And while he was at the porta potty, looked down.
Awesome.
Just outside the porta potty.
Yeah.
If you find it inside the porta potty,
never look down.
Yeah, never look down inside the porta potty. Just found a little baggie of drugs and was like, "Well, what is this powder?
Let's find out."
And went ahead and did it.
Yep.
Oh, man.
And it was not a powder to be taken in the quantity that he took it in. So he had about 4 feet outside of the porta potty,
and then just
to like alert authorities that he was in distress.
Yeah. He made it, though.
He did. So, he is alive.
Yeah.
And now he only does things that he knows what's in the baggie. What's in the bag? Lacey?
Yay.
Concert catastrophe. What happened to you?
So just recently, I took my daughter to see Janae Aiko, and the guy behind me was drunk. And where I was sitting, I couldn't see. So first he dropped his vape, and it hit me in my head. Then I was looking to the left at the screen that they have up so I could see her. And he scooted forward to stand up, and his knee hit me in my eye and gave me a black eye.
Oh, no. Ouch.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. That's tragic. And there's nothing. They're accidents. So, you can't be mad. He wasn't
a violent person.
I wasn't mad at him. But
no, I know.
I was just.
Yeah. That sucks. Black eye and a vape pen dent in your head. Shelly?
Yay.
Concert catastrophe. What happened?
It's quite a long time ago, but I went to go see the Beastie Boys at an arena. In Dallas, yeah. And I got really super baked on the way there, and it took us about 3 hours to find our car afterwards. It was such a nightmare. It was like three levels to this grandiose parking structure, and we're like crying.
Because you just, when a concert's over,
you want to get out. Yeah, but
it's over.
But 3 hours after the concert, there's got to be only four cars left in the parking lot.
She's still just like, is that ours? Wait, who drove?
This is prior to the days where you could like click beep beep. You know what I mean? So like, you couldn't even do that.
Yeah, no Uber. There's no way to just get out.
Yeah,
the weed was stronger back then too.
And it was Texas weed, so yes, it was.
Okay. Imagine so. Thank you, Shelly. Jessica.
Yay.
Concert catastrophe. What happened?
So I was 20 years old, and we went to a country concert, and we were tailgating pretty hard. And my friend got thrown into detox. And so I decided to self-admit myself, so she wasn't alone in there, and I missed the whole concert.
What a good friend. Oh, my gosh.
Shut up. Yeah.
I volunteer as tribute.
What?
Take me.
No, it's good. She got to miss the country show. It's a win-win.
Oh, I guess. But it's like, I had a girl. I was going to see Whitesnake at Red Rocks.
Oh.
And then it started to rain, and she didn't bring any rain gear. So, like, she was, like, cold. So I had to take her out to the car. And then I came back up, and they're like,
you can't come back in.
Yeah, there's no re-entry. So I got to hear Whitesnake from a distance, just wafting up the mountain. It's not as bad as missing a country concert. Marjorie.
Yay.
Concert catastrophe. What happened?
First time in Pitt this summer for Dave Matthews Band, my favorite band, and you line up for it. You sit there for like 3 hours to get your spot. First song comes on. This woman stands right in front of me. I politely am like, hey, can you move? Please move. I can't see. Turns around, starts yelling at me in the middle of a show, throws a beer on me, makes a huge scene, cuss words I can't say on air. Then she starts to tell us all, I'm on mushrooms, I've lost all of my friends, you don't know what I'm going through. It was a full mental breakdown while I was like third row lineup of Pitt.
And you have to listen to Dave Matthews. Ew. As bad as missing a country concert. Marjorie.
Yay.
Concert catastrophe. What happened?
First time in Pitt this summer for Dave Matthews Band, my favorite band, and you line up for it. You sit there for like 3 hours to get your spot. First song comes on. This woman stands right in front of me. I politely am like, hey, can you move? Please move. I can't see. Turns around, starts yelling at me in the middle of a show, throws a beer on me, makes a huge scene, cuss words I can't say on air. Then she starts to tell us all, I'm on mushrooms, I've lost all of my friends, you don't know what I'm going through. So it was a full mental breakdown while I was like third row lineup of Pitt.
And you have to listen to Dave Matthews. Ew.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.